Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Coming up next, one listener separated from her husband. They're going to have Christmas apart. The kid's going to him this year. He's a new girlfriend. She's not keen about them all sitting around the dinner table. What do you think?
Have you reached Boylan Point yet?
Call us now on 0818 942 105.
The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Wake up with Colm and Lucy, weekday mornings at 20 to 9, and play Classic Kids. It's your chance to win a €300 toy shop voucher of your choice. With thanks to Bunratty Castle and Folk Park, there is a place where fairies hide and pixies seek. Bunrattycastle.ie. Ireland's Classic Hits.
Experience the joy of a winter break at the four-star Midlands Park Hotel. Treat yourself and a loved one to a luxurious winter break in Laois. Enjoy spacious guest rooms, breakfast each morning, Prosecco and chocolates on arrival, and leisure club access. Visit MidlandsParkHotel.com to book a winter getaway to remember. A warm welcome awaits you at Midlands Park Hotel.
No matter how busy we are, how can we make the most of our lives each day? By spending quality time together or spending time giving back. However you spend each day with Debit Mastercard, spend it doing what matters most to you. Because a life well spent is truly priceless. Learn more at mastercard.ie.
You know how Aldi's fresh Irish turkeys fly out the door at this time of the year? Well, now you can just click and collect. Simple. Just click to order your fresh turkey and all your other festive favourites. Then collect from Aldi during Christmas week. And avoid all that hullabaloo. So order your turkey now. Collect at Christmas. That's cluck and collect. Aldi. Make Christmas amazing for everyone. See groceries.aldi.ie for terms and available stores.
In business, a lot has changed. And at Benson's Corporate Wear, we're changing too. Introducing exciting new fashion designs and fabrics to our uniforms. At Benson's, we'll work with you to design bespoke corporate wear that reinforces your image and company message to the world. We arrange fittings, embroidery, printing of your logos, and all our uniforms are designed and manufactured in Ireland. More than a uniform. Visit bensonscorporatewear.com. Clothing Manufacturer of the Year 2021.
Good afternoons with Green Isle. From garden peas to cauliflower rice, we put good food on Irish tables. Green Isle, serving up good since 1959.
When it comes to travel insurance and COVID-19 cover, multitrip.com has your back. They now include COVID-19 cancellation and medical expenses cover on all policies. Covering Irish holidaymakers for over 15 years, multitrip.com now ranks 4.5 out of 5 stars from over 16,000 customer reviews. So, if you're travelling abroad soon, visit multitrip.com. 1 year multi-trip cover starts from only $17.95. Online European Essential Policy Price Quota for one adult under 66, holding private health insurance with medical cover abroad. Any claim relating to government lockdown or restrictions on travel are excluded. Blue Insurance Limited, trading as multitrip.com, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
For your fire safety needs, contact Mouse Distribution. Advanced fire suppression systems that are fast, effective and easy to use. Mouse Distribution are pioneering rapid response fire extinguisher technology that can be used on all types of fire, oil, gas and electric. With no servicing needed, portable and light with instant access when required. Mouse products also leave no residue and are 100% non-toxic when discharged. Be safe in the knowledge that your home or business has the pinnacle in fire protection from Mouse Distribution. For a full range of products and services, see mousedistribution.com. That's MAUSdistribution.com.
Embrace the giant spirit of Northern Ireland with a visit to Derry, Ireland's only completely walled city. Along cobbled streets, you'll discover lively traditional bars, great restaurants and fascinating sights like the award-winning Tower Museum, which tells the history of the city, and the majestic Guildhall with its stunning stained glass windows. You'll get access to these and many more attractions and tours with a Visit Derry Pass. So book yours now at visitderrypass.com.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
With High & Dye Dundrum, Dublin's newest High & Dye dealer. Visit highanddyedundrum.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits. Tara Duggan in on duty for Niall Boylan today on Ireland's Classic Hits, the show brought to you by Hyundai Dundrum, Dublin's newest Hyundai dealer. If you're thinking of upgrading, visit HyundaiDundrum.ie to see their newest offers. So we had a message to the show's Facebook page this morning, which I want to read to you now and get your advice on. My husband and I separated 6 months ago. We've set the wheels in motion for a divorce. We'd been living separate lives for quite some time under the one roof up until that point, and we're quite happy with the decision. We were married for 10 years. We have two children together, aged 8 and 6. As it's our first Christmas separated, we obviously had to decide where our children were going to spend Christmas. We eventually agreed that they would stay with him and spend Christmas with his family from the 24th to the 26th and then stay with me for the rest of the holidays. I'm okay with this plan, and I was, at least until my 18-year-old mentioned that my ex has told them that they would be meeting his new girlfriend at Christmas, as she'll be spending Christmas with them there as well. I need to state I'm in no way jealous of his new relationship. I'm glad that he's happy, as he's still the father of my children, but it does not sit well with me at all. They've only been dating for 2 months. It's still very new, and I don't want my children spending Christmas and sleeping over with a stranger that I haven't even met. I'm sure she's a lovely woman. I'm not sort of casting aspersions there, but for me, it's just a bit too soon. Our children are still getting used to the idea of us being apart, and I don't think it's fair to introduce them to someone new so quickly, especially when the relationship seems so new and may not last. Now I'm starting to wonder if I should let them spend Christmas with him at all. I'd love any advice that you and your listeners may have. Oh, you know, you don't when there's nothing easy about a relationship breakdown, nothing easy at all. And so when, you know, you don't think about these things, I suppose, in advance, do you? You don't think about the practicalities of who's going to be with whom, when and where. And then when new partners come into the equation, I suppose, particularly when it's such a recent breakup. And I suppose, you know, everyone's trying to do the best for everyone involved, particularly the children. But it's a real conundrum when you have high days and holidays like this, if for whatever reason you don't feel that you can sit down around the Christmas dinner table together. And I mean, there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of bad feeling here, but between them, or certainly from the mother's perspective. But is introducing a new partner, particularly at a time of the year like Christmas, when, you know, there's a lot of stress around it in the first instance. So is it wrong to sort of have that situation where you are, you're trying to do the best for everybody. You're trying to bring everybody's sensitivities to play. You're trying to, I suppose, on the one hand, acknowledge that there's a new life now for everyone involved, for the mom, for the dad, for the little boys and for the wider family, grannies and granddads as well. There's a horrible impact on them as well. I think they tend to miss out an awful lot, or they can miss out an awful lot. So what should this mom do? She's starting to wonder, should she let them spend Christmas with their dad at all now at this stage? Should she intervene? Is it a bit late now if they've been told that they're going to be spending Christmas with their dad, and he's now said to them, I have a new girlfriend and you're going to be meeting her at Christmas? Is it a bit late to interfere? What do you think? 087-188-0008. Irma, what's your advice for this mom? It's a tricky one.
To this man, I thought it was a woman. Sorry, I do apologise that that woman was asking that question. But to this man, if the kids are happy enough, I don't see the problem to go and have a dinner with their father. It's nothing to do with what others think. I think, me personally.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just the father. It's the father's new girlfriend. And it seems to be a very new relationship. The mother reckons it's only about a couple of months at most. It's a bit...
So if she met the kids before, I reckon that it's fine. If the father and the kids are happy enough to... go ahead and have a Christmas. It's only one day. And it's Christmas, for Christ's sake.
Oh, but it's Christmas Day, though. It's a big day. And if you're, you know, I can only...
I've been in the same situation. I was in a new relationship. And my child goes to her father every Christmas, every year. We have a dinner here, then he goes to the father. He has a new girlfriend every month. And I don't mind. Kitties, no, honestly, I don't mind. Because if child feels happy enough to go and be with her father... why not? It doesn't matter who is around.
Do you not
it's
think
Christmas.
That? But do you not think that if the parents are introducing children, young children, 6 and 8 years old, to new partners, very regularly, Christmas is so important, and everyone has their own, you know, everyone has their own household traditions and things that they do around Christmas. And this is the first time that the kids maybe aren't going to be with both of their parents. And it's kind of given the message
that
you're...
the first time, it's maybe a different...
It's the first time.
I'm not like that. See, like, as I say, my ex-partner has a girlfriend every month. My child meets a new girlfriend every month.
And
I don't get involved. I let the kid decide. If she wants to go up and see and meet the girlfriend or whatever, that's no problem. I never get involved with the father and kid relationship. And that man moved on, apparently. So let it go and just let the things happen the way it happens. If the kid doesn't want to go, don't just explain. Look, my kid doesn't want to meet your new girlfriend or whatever. Don't let them go.
I think it's more mom who has the problem rather than the kids.
Oh, I don't know. Then I wouldn't be getting involved. If it was me, I wouldn't get involved at all.
But you have a right as the child's parent and primary caregiver.
As the child's parent, you do have a right, but you don't make a decision for a kid. A 6 and 8 year old, they can make their decisions. If the kids were 3 or 2 and they won't make their own decisions, then you, as a parent, you make their decisions. But kids are 7 and 8. They can make their decisions. Me, personally, I'll be thinking like that.
And do you think it's okay? I mean, I understand, you know, you're not going to cast judgment on your own ex-partner if he has new girlfriends every month. But do you not think that it's given maybe a bad example to your children that relationships are flippant and that they turn over so quickly and that people are replaceable?
There is nothing you can do. If the kid's going to make a big decision, in the long run, maybe. It's going to affect. But as I say, if I stop the child now to go in, she's going to hate me more than she's going to hate her father. That's the way I'm looking at it, because that kid, my child, is a person mad about her father. If I say, look, his new girlfriend is there and I'm not going to let you up there, it means that she's going to look at me like I'm an enemy.
And would you not have acquired, you're not tempted at any stage to have a quiet word with him and go, do you know, maybe you just shouldn't be introducing...
There is no point talking to men. They're going to do what they want to do anyway.
And then how
so
about your...
I always stay out of it. I ask my child, do you want to go? Daddy has a girlfriend at home. Do you want to go and see your father? She says, yeah, she'll go. That's the way I do it. That's the way I live. And when it comes to Christmas and stuff like this, I won't upset my child not to go and see her father just because she has a new girlfriend.
And so irrespective, you just think, just leave them off. It's his child too, and
exactly.
Just don't get involved.
It's 50-50. Yeah, you have your opinion. Of course, like, you do have an opinion. You say, you talk to your partner or ex-partner and say, look, maybe it's not a good idea. And as I say, men are going to do what they want to do anyway. So I don't see the point upsetting the kids over it.
And what about if you have your own partner, Irma? Are you happy to...
I have a partner, yeah.
But would you be happy to introduce, I mean, your children to your partner and spend Christmas Day or a really important day in the social calendar with your partner, even if it was a very new relationship? Or would you feel a bit weird about that yourself?
No, I wouldn't. If I thought when I met my partner it was the right thing to meet my child... In 3 weeks, he met my child. Now, I'll be saying last year we didn't have a Christmas together because we had a bit of a problem. But this year, if I won't be with my partner, my child is going to be with me as well. If I'm with him on the Christmas, which I will be.
Dave, where are you on this? Do you think that this is okay? Irma says, just don't get involved. Men are going to do what men are going to do. And the same could be said for women, just so that we don't get the misogyny line thrown at us there. But, you know, it's only a couple of months and it's the children's first Christmas not being in that family unit.
Yeah, I'd just be more worried about the kids, you know. 6 and 8, Christmas is a very special time for them. I mean, they're only 2 months together. Has she no family to spend Christmas with herself? I don't know. I was with my wife before we were married. And first 3 years, we didn't see each other at Christmas. Like, I don't know. Like, I think you're rushing things a bit too much. I'm sure he's in a honeymoon phase with her and he's very excited. And he's all in puppy love or whatever you want to call it. But he has to think about his kids too, like.
Do you think that the parents should probably just be sucking it up and actually being together for Christmas? You know, like that's another thing to consider. It's a lot when it's only the early days, 6 months separated. And she said they were obviously living separate lives, but under the one roof before that. But 6 months separated, it's very soon. And as you rightly say, they're young kids.
I think, though, if they spent the Christmas together as a family, it might put false hope into the kids.
So there's like something to be said for having that line drawn right from the start.
Yeah, but I don't know if he should be introducing a partner yet, especially if it's only something new and he's only out of a marriage. There's nothing to say, like, in my experience, these things don't really last, the first relationship out of a long-term one.
Yeah, and you know, Christmas Day is such a big deal. Like, is he being very selfish or is he being naive?
I don't know. Like, given the benefit of the doubt, he's probably just a bit naive.
But you, what I mean, do you think Mam should intervene? Should she actually say, look, I'm not happy about this. I'm okay for you to have the kids provided the girlfriend isn't there, or yeah, I'm going to keep the kids?
She said briefly in it that the kids are still coming to terms with the separation, obviously, and she'll be coming to terms with that for years, but if they're still fairly upset about it. And it depends on how the child went to her when he told her.
Well, it seems to have been delivered, Dave, rather matter-of-factly by the child. It was the 8-year-old who told her that the girlfriend was going to be there. They were going to meet Daddy's new girlfriend at Christmas.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think it's a great idea because I just think it's too early and it's a lot of pressure on that day too.
We always put too much pressure on ourselves at Christmas, though. We always have this romanticised TV advert vision of how it's going to play out and it's happy families and it's, you know, lovely food and great company. But the reality of Christmas is often very different.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't like to, like, maybe introduce them slowly over a couple of months if he thinks the relationship is going somewhere, like.
John, what do you think about this mum should do?
Well, maybe mum should learn the lyrics of Elsa from Frozen and let it go.
Let it go?
Yeah, in other words, I mean, just leave it flow, leave it happen, because it's obviously this girlfriend is going nowhere. Now, some people have said maybe it's too soon, possibly is, but the fact is she's there now, like, she's in on the scene.
Barely, yeah. John, barely.
Yeah, but I mean, who's to say, like, I mean, some people have said, no, that this is only a new relationship, like, and it mightn't last. But, I mean, you can't say that. I mean, this could be the one that would really last and last and last. I mean, and the kids will get to know her, they'll grow up around her, and she could be very good for the kids, they could be good for her. So just because we're only a couple of months in, doesn't automatically say, like, I mean, that, oh, this is not going to last. This is just a wee bone romance and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? You can't say that.
No, you can't. But I mean, therefore, is the sensible thing to do, John. If you can't say the relationship's going to last or you can't say that it's not going to last, is keep it away from the children for a longer period of time until maybe you get a better footing on which way it's going to go.
Well, look, unfortunately, like, people do split up, like, and it's the kids. Like, I mean, any studies that you read there, like, I mean, kids that do come from, you know, breakdowns in marriage, like, I mean, do a lot of kids struggle very, very hard through their life after them because the family unit, it's not the Waltons, I mean, it's not the house in the prairie.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, and everything is up in a heap. But look, as I said, look, it's going to happen and it looks great. This guy is not for turning. So, I mean, rather than cause conflict, I mean, at this time of the year, I mean, I think that he needs to have a chat as well, possibly with the kids and say, look, whatever her name is, this is so-and-so, this is my new girlfriend, and we're only just going out together now, and your mum and myself have split up, and I don't know how long this romance hopefully will last, because we like each other, and we're just together, and it's new, and she's going to be nice to you, and I'd like you to get to know her, and just see how it plays out, you know, but kind of throwing tantrums and saying, you know, throwing ultimatums is no good, you know.
Do you think mum's the one who's a bit more worried about this than the children are?
I think so. I just wonder if it's the other way around. Like, I mean, like, how to play out then, you know what I mean? Is it just because of the guy and his girlfriend? I know she says she's not jealous. But, let's be honest, like, the little green-eyed fella is always hanging around. But, I would just be wondering, like, is that it? Has she got anyone in her life, and is it the fact maybe that he's got someone? She hasn't.
She doesn't say, but I kind of getting the impression, if honestly, John, if I read between the lines, I don't know if it's jealousy as much as just, you know, she'd probably do it differently herself if she was dating, and she hasn't said whether she is.
Well, this is
she would maybe take the more cautious approach. You see, is there a bit also of, you know, pot kettle black, or people being judged differently? If it was the mother who was in a new relationship for only a couple of months and the kids were going to stay overnight and there was going to be a man there that they didn't know, dad might be pretty quick to come forward and intervene and you know, express that he didn't want that to happen.
Well, this is it, you see. And I just wonder, like, I mean, by the tone of the message, you know, and the way you put it together, is it the way that he has moved on to somebody new, and maybe she hasn't, and the effect of that, and you know?
The pragmatist would say, John, that the way to solve this is to actually have Christmas together. I mean,
obviously, that would be ideal, but I mean, it looks like, look, you know yourself, I mean, anyone that's been involved in a relationship, I myself have been involved in breakups like that. Look, it's not nice. You know, but I mean, it's coming for a while now, but it just doesn't happen overnight. So it's obviously people need to get on with their lives. I mean, I'm all for living in the know, because, like, I mean, we all hope there's something after. But I mean, the definite fact is, like, this is the know. So you try and get the happiness where you can. And if what works, works. And what isn't working, you try and make it work.
So you have no hesitation. Just go ahead with it. Let it lie. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's just one day. It's 24 hours. I come in and everyone is going to go back to normal after that. Well, as normal as you can be in this situation. Like, it's never going to be the same. As they say, you're never going to have the whole Waltons thing again. Everyone man down around the table and the kids. That's gone, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, you know, I hate to see a relationship break up. I hated to see my own relationship break up. But it does happen.
Maybe should Mam think of something like, if she's, because I think part of it is that she hasn't met this woman, and she said, I'm sure she's lovely, but it's too soon, and I don't want my children spending Christmas and sleeping over with a stranger that I haven't even met. Should she maybe think of inviting them over before Christmas so she gets an opportunity to meet this woman?
Yeah, that's another possibility. Maybe that would break some of the ice, because look, one of the callers said, yeah, has this woman no family of her own, the new girlfriend? But maybe she hasn't, who knows? Maybe the guy that she's with now, the ex-partner of the lady sending the message, maybe, like, she hasn't got any family, maybe she's estranged from her family, maybe her family have died off, they mightn't even be in the country, who knows?
She doesn't express any concern about herself or how she's spending Christmas. It's just her concern is explicitly for the two little boys here, and that she thinks their dad introducing them to a new partner on such a big day as Christmas Day. I think that's what this is about, and staying
over.
I mean,
the other caller you had on there, the lady, that her ex seems
Irma,
to have multiple partners every 5 seconds. I mean, well, good on him. I mean, whatever he has, I'd have as well. But the thing is that I don't agree with that. Like, I mean, that's, you know, because just to note the wrong message, and that relationships and girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, they're just a commodity. They were here today, you're gone tomorrow. Like, I mean, there's no stability. There's no message of stability being sent out.
And I think that's what this mam is concerned about, John. I think she's a bit concerned that having a new girlfriend on such an important day or an important time of the year as Christmas is maybe sending a wrong message that, you know, relationships are, leave one, start another one, and they're all equally as important. Because the only woman they saw their dad with spending Christmas Day with before was their mother.
I know, but the fact is, I mean, we'll take the new girlfriend out of the equation also. They'd still be going to stay with dad. They wouldn't all be together like they normally were over the years on Christmas Day anyway. The only new factor is that there's a new girlfriend on the scene.
I think it's sad. I do. I think, you know, it's, I can understand why Mam is, you know, a little concerned about it. I struggle to get Irma's point of view that you should just, you know, go along with the flow. Men are going to do what men are going to do. There's no point in having an argument about it. Where are you on this? 087-188-0008. Sinead, thanks for joining us on the Niall Boylan Show. What do you think about this poor mum? She's after getting herself in knots about it, it looks like. What?
Oh, look, I wouldn't blame her. I honest to goodness wouldn't blame her, because, you know, at Christmas time, Well, your main priority at Christmas is to protect your children. And I think, to be honest, if an ex-partner wants to bring somebody in to introduce them to his children, the relationship should be longer than 2 years anyway, way longer than 2 years. And so they know that, you know, this person is going to be in his life and he's so proud of his children he wants to introduce them. But I wouldn't have her at my Christmas table, no way, no how.
2 years is a very long time though, Sinead.
But how old are the children and how many family Christmases have they had together?
Yeah, well, they're 6 and 8 years old.
Oh, 6 and 8, okay, maybe 2 years. All right then, maybe next Christmas though. But what will happen at Easter time then? There could be a new girlfriend.
Well, there could very well be. And Mom could have a boyfriend at that stage,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. And I bet you won't be too happy about it then either, you know.
I did say that to John when he was on earlier. Yeah. I think, you know.
Yeah, I don't like this let it flow attitude when it comes to children. I think children, it's our job to protect them. And it doesn't really matter who daddy's going out with right now because daddy loves them. You know, yeah. But you do not introduce anyone to your children until you know at least 70% sure that it's going to last more than a year. I mean, look, you know what it is as well, is that he's out and about, so he is meeting loads of people. She's probably stuck at home with the kids. I know I'm generalising, but do you know what I mean? And
well, I allowed our male contributors to generalise a little earlier, so I'll allow you the same.
Thank you. Well, I won't paint every man with the same brush, but for me, if an ex-partner came and said, okay, they're going to stay over in his house, is it? Or she's going to come
for
Christmas dinner?
Yeah, she's going to stay over. She'll be there too, is the impression that we got, is that she's going to be staying there for those few days as well.
Daddy,
the girlfriend, and the boys.
No, I would just have Daddy and Mommy in separate rooms and the boys and a guest for Christmas dinner. And that's it. And this is your daddy's
Mom is not staying. Mom's doing her own thing. No, Mom's doing her own thing for Christmas Day. She's going to be either with her own family or her friends.
No. Well, I don't think she's any right at it. So I'm sorry I didn't catch the
But it's one of those. It's one of those horrible things, yeah. Sinead, because again, like a lot of parents don't talk about when they're together how they want to rear their children. You certainly don't have those conversations when you're separating.
Well, from that point of view, I don't think she should be taking the moral high ground, really. And I don't think she has any right to say who is or isn't in daddy's house. Now, I don't know.
Their first one separated,
their
only
first
6 months.
Christmas separated, yeah, that's hard. That's going to be hard for them.
Do you think, Sinead, that if the shoe was on the other foot, I mean, I think Mom is a little cautious about even raising the situation with Dad. She's heard this from the kids.
Okay.
So Daddy hasn't even said to Mammy, my good new girlfriend's going to be there.
That's his first thing he did wrong. He should have put it to her first to get her opinion. You know what I mean? You can't just... Was he going to keep it quiet, like, if the kids didn't say it to her? You know what I mean?
You might have been a little bit scared of the reaction
you
might have gotten.
Exactly.
Would it be very different?
No.
Would
you
it be very...
need to know who your children are going to be around
and,
as well.
And I was going to... Just that's the question I was going to ask you, Sinead.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, if this was Mammy and a new boyfriend staying in her house that Daddy had never met before, how would he feel about it?
If I was Daddy, I would not be happy about it either. I would say that's it. And especially, I know, awful. No strangers on Christmas Day. Christmas is a family time. That's it. No strangers, especially for the first Christmas. Now, what happens next Christmas is up. They can discuss that between themselves. But I really think for the children's sake, first Christmas, no.
And does she have a right now to turn around to her ex-husband or soon-to-be ex-husband and say, look, I'm after hearing there's a girlfriend on the scene. I'm happy for you genuinely, but I don't think that she should be there for the boys' first Christmas away from me.
I would say that. I really would say that. Now, and I don't know if it comes down to rights or not, but I mean, we're all parents. You could just say, look, you know, if it was my, would you like it if I was going to do it? Would you like it? If you were away with your friends, but you knew that there was going to be another man in the house with boys. And
who you've never met.
Exactly. You've never met this. You've never met and they haven't been vetted, that kind of way, you know.
Mm.
We would do it for everywhere else. We don't send our children to soccer practice without vetting what's going on. We don't, you know, if they go swimming, we're always with them. We never let them go for any other thing, you know. And plus with alcohol being consumed at Christmas And it's their first Christmas apart. No, I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it.
Is there a case to be made for Mom being the big person here and actually maybe inviting Daddy and the new girlfriend round for dinner or for tea or something one evening in advance of Christmas? So at least she can put her mind to rest. Who is this woman and what's her background?
It is a good point, but how long have they been together?
2 months, a couple of months, she thinks.
There's no way then. No, 2 months.
Just far too soon.
Far too soon. Way too soon. 6 months, Easter time maybe. And they can exchange some Easter eggs, but 2 months?
Yeah,
no.
It strikes me as being a bit too soon as well. Valerie, thanks for getting in touch with the programme. Where are you? Do you think, you know, they've separated. He's every right to see his girlfriend on Christmas Day. He's every right to have her stay over in his house. Mum should butt
very
out.
Selfish. No, very selfish attitude. To me, Christmas is all about the children. And at the end of the day, I mean, you know, when a family breaks apart, for whatever the reason is, it's hugely traumatic for children. And the last thing you do as an adult is introduce them to partners. This is your new, you know, because in their minds, that person is kind of replacing either their mummy or their daddy.
Well, certainly Christmas Day is a big day of the year, I think, to have anyone around.
It's a time for children, really, at the end of the day.
The argument, Dad is probably thinking, well, they're still going to have their visit from Santa. They're still going to have their selection boxes. They're still going to have the presents. You know, they're still going to have the warm, fuzzy feeling. And the only difference is, yeah, sure, look, I have a new friend. I have a new girlfriend in my life and she's lovely and sure, she'll just be part of the day. I mean, he's probably just thinking about it in very simple terms.
Yeah, well, it's not a simple thing. That's absolutely massive in the mind of a child, reintroducing a new partner into their life. I mean, it's different if it's a year or 2 years down the line and it's a serious relationship and maybe you do it gradually.
So
first Christmas after they've split up to do something like that a couple of months later, absolutely not.
So
I mean,
how does Mum tackle it now, Valerie?
How I would tackle it is both of them have to be the bigger people in this. Whatever kind of Christmases they had in the past, this first year, they have to do that. If they always celebrated it together as a family, I mean, maybe they might need to, you know, the mother or whatever need to say to the boys, we're not getting back together, but we're still friends and we both love you. And because of that, you know, we're going to celebrate it together as a family. You know, I mean, they've been through an awful lot to go through a breakup. That's the right thing to do. And neither party should introduce a new person a few months later. That's absolutely ridiculous.
But there is an argument, Valerie, that if you continue, even though you're separated, and on the one hand, you've obviously sat down, and obviously these parents have sat down with the two little boys and done the whole, Mummy and Daddy don't love each other in that way anymore, and we're still going to be friends, and we're still going to be a family. But, you know, Daddy's moving out and you're going to see him this time and that time and the other time. They're very difficult conversations to have. And yeah. I've had them with my own children. But then if you keep doing those things, like if you keep having Christmases together, but even if you do it for 1 year, then they'll expect it maybe for the second. But are you not setting them up for a fall the next year? And are you also not putting a bit of a, you know, at some point in time, this couple or this former couple are both going to move on probably with other people. And so, you know, if you have Dad and he's there every Christmas and he expects he's going to be there every day, every Christmas, and the kids expect he's going to be there every Christmas or even for the first one, that it just becomes harder, you know? Is there something to be said for that ripping off the sticky plaster approach?
No, you don't go out with somebody for 2 months dating them and introduce them to your kids, irrespective of what kind of time of the year it is, to be honest with you. That's absolutely ludicrous. Do you know what I mean? 2 months isn't enough time to determine that you're going to be with that person for the rest of your life. And you're dealing with young children that aren't fully developed in, you know, emotionally. And they're fragile. They've been through a lot. I mean, I think it's completely irresponsible for either parent to do something like that, whether it's a man or a woman. It's completely a no-no. I mean, if you're seeing somebody maybe minimum a year, well, then it's a possibility. But certainly not the very first Christmas when you know somebody for 2 months. The mother's gone off with her family or whomever, or her friends. That sounds like a disaster for those two boys. God love them. My heart goes out to them, actually.
Yeah.
I hope they cop on and they do something and just put them at the forefront of their decision-making, because it doesn't sound like either of them at the moment. I thought the mum was going to be staying at home with them in the family home for Christmas. I just realised.
No, they're going to Dad's, she says, I think from the 24th to the 26th.
Yeah, that's absolutely dreadful. Dreadful situation.
So how does she say it to Dad? What does she do now? She's in, she's in this situation.
Day, just for the dinner, you know, we sit down as a family as we did before. Just for Christmas Day, that's it. And he can do what he likes after that.
So,
and,
but
know,
here, hang on, whoa, here. He's already gone ahead and made these plans. They've been told. The children have been told. So what does she now suddenly arrive over as well at Dad's house?
Has he even been introduced to this girl before Christmas Day?
We don't know. Mam certainly hasn't met her, but we don't, I don't know if the boys have. But does Mam just go over now to Dad's house and plonk herself down at the kitchen table?
No, I wouldn't do that either. Wherever the family home was, I continue the usual tradition just for the first year, you know, and just suck it up like whatever bad feeling is there between the parents. But to introduce, neither of them should introduce any relationship.
How soon is too soon, do you think, then? I mean,
a year,
Sinead...
A year, you'd want to be seeing somebody a year at least, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Before you'd introduce someone to them. Because then it shows some little bit of, you know, seriousness of the relationship. It's not just a fling or a rebound relationship or anything like that. Usually it's a year down the line, you know?
Yeah. And do you think that they should now then maybe sit down and work out those ground rules? And indeed all couples who are separating and who have children should actually sit down and write down those ground rules. Because what's going to happen now, Valerie, is if Mam raises her objection to this, it's probably going to start a fight. A fight that didn't exist, you know, a couple of weeks ago or even a couple of months ago when they agreed to separate. And all it takes sometimes in a separation is one bad argument and then it's a downhill slope from there.
Yeah, well, I'm alone with my two boys, but I've always kind of gone with the idea, what would they like to do? And, you know, whatever they like to do is what I actually go with. Mm. We've always had the very same traditional Christmas, and they actually speak about the dinner in November. They're adults now, but they absolutely love it and all the trimmings and the whole lot. And I love doing it. And we've continued it after my divorce, the very same as we always did when we were married.
And so your ex-husband sits down with you as part of that dinner?
He doesn't, because he hadn't been on the he hasn't been around.
Right,
he's been
okay.
away for a lot of them. But that's fine. But I mean, anytime they want to see him, if they want to see him that evening, the next day, I'm not bothered, you know. Mm. Do whatever makes you happy. But they're the ones that absolutely always loved Christmas Day from when they were very young kids. And to this day, they're 22 and 25 and we do the same thing. You know,
I know. I think
it is very nice, you know, and we love it. And one of them is in Vancouver at the moment, so he's away. But he said, you know, he's really going to miss that on Christmas Day.
Okay,
and
he
I
won't make
going
it
to
home.
Change that. Yeah, but you know, as I said, you know, I've always said to them, you know, when they were teenagers or whatever, when we were apart, you know, whatever you want to do is fine with me. And they've always been at the forefront of my decision making and everything I've done, to be honest.
I mean, certainly best practice, but I'm not sure that, you know, Valerie, sometimes people get het up in what's important to them and maybe don't always put the children first.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.